two kids, summer isn't just time off. It's time spent building confidence and curiosity. But when school meals pause, millions of kids lose access to the food they count on during the school year. As a neighbor-led network, Feeding America is deeply rooted in every community, ensuring summer meals continue nourishing growth and potential. Your support puts healthy food within reach, fueling the future for kids and their families. Give now at feedingamerica.org/summerhunger.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, Cork has several statues of local heroes and characters, from the Olympic runner Sonia O'Sullivan to Father Matthew and the onion sellers. But a Green Party Cork councillor, Oliver Moran, wants to pay homage to a, let's just say, less celebrated legend from history. And he joins me on the line now. So, just for our listeners this morning, Oliver, what you're looking for is a statue that would honour the mosquito or the midgie that supposedly bit Oliver Cromwell, which ultimately led to his death. So where does this idea come from, and how serious are you about making this actually happen?
Well, thank you very much. And look, I suppose I am serious. It is a very, it's a great story when I came across it. And I think that's the important thing to celebrate. I think it's a question that you could possibly analyze a little bit too much from a historical point of view. But from the point of view of a story, I think it's wonderful. And I think as a city, to be able to say that this is your connections, that's the angle I'm coming from. To give a little bit of a background, the city is currently looking at a public arts strategy. And what I've noticed, and my motivation for not just this motion, but a series of motions that I've been putting in, is that what I've seen from my colleagues on Cork City Council, with every respect to them, there's a lot of proposals coming for statues to men from the revolutionary period. So one particular decade between, say, 1960 and 1926. And what I'm interested in is that actually the history of Cork and the city and everything that we can celebrate about it has a much longer history, 1,000 years, including incredible stories like this one of the mosquito or the midge that ultimately killed Oliver Cromwell.
Now, I know there's no hard evidence to link that mozzie bite with the demise of Cromwell. I think he died 9 years later, but it is, as you say, enshrined in folklore. And if there was to be a statue, you're talking about a really small statue. How small are we talking? Is it visible to the eye small, or I need a magnifying glass kind of small?
Well, what I put in, and I, you know, again, this is kind of part of the motivation for doing it, and part of a motivation for any city to have a public art strategy, is to have things that attract people. Things you can come and see in this city, which you'll never see anywhere else in the world. And what struck me when the idea or suggestion for a statue to this midge came up is that, well, that would be a very small statue. Obviously, it very obviously would be even maybe the smallest statue in the world. Where it will be located, I don't know. I haven't suggested where to put it. I was speaking to another colleague yesterday, and it just so happens there is an empty plinth outside Cork City Hall. It has been discussed in the past what to do on it, who should go on it. I think it would be quite an interesting thing to be passing by what looks like an empty plinth and say, oh, no, look closer. There is the smallest statue in the world to a midge.
I love it. And I hope they get behind you, Oliver. Green Party Cork Councillor Oliver Moran, thanks so much for speaking to us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.